All right, I'm going to start right away because I got lots to say. And we're supposed to... So it's a break. Just take time. Okay, so if we don't break into small groups today, we're okay. All right. Because I was like... None of you can understand anything I said. All right, so first a disclaimer. I look really put together today. I know. I'm going to tell you my little secret. This lipstick, guys. I never wore lipstick because I hated lipstick coming off. This is Rimmel. Rimmel London Provocalypse. Looks like this. Okay, so yeah, yep. Stays on. See that? Mm-hmm. It's all on. This was on sale for $7. That's right. So that's why I look like I'm put together, because I now wear lipstick. The truth is much different. Oh, Rimmel. So what you do, guys, is you first put on this side, the color side, and you don't let your lips touch each other. You walk around the house like this. And then once it's good and dry, I like give it extra time because I probably let them touch together. If you want to do another layer for darkness, you put on another layer. Now this does not need another layer of darkness. And then once that's all good and dry, then you can use your lip gloss as much as you want to kind of like shine it up. And some of this lipstick will stay on. Like I've eaten, like one time I wore it all day and still in the evening I had to take it off with like, I just put Vaseline on my lips. But if you use a Lipsil or put Vaseline on, like the fats in your Lipsil, that's not part of this, will break down your lipstick. Just so you know. It's the fats, apparently. Yeah. Whoa, yeah. I did not. Hence the curled hair. I also have another secret, is when I put dry shampoo in my hair, everybody thinks I got my hair done. I will get compliments on my hair every single time I put dry shampoo in. Just a little disclaimer there. Okay, so I'm speaking about friendship this morning. And first of all, I am not an expert on friendship. I'm not an expert. So I fail at friendship sometimes. Shh, I'm going to pull a Candace. Shh. I'm going to pull out people's names like my name always gets called. Anyways, okay. Friendship number two, disclaimer, is that friendship can be very hard. Okay? So if you're in a hard season of friendship, like take what you want from this, let go what you don't want from what I'm speaking on. And just know that there are definitely seasons of difficult friendships. But there's also seasons of great like richness in friendships. And sometimes these things come and go. And so just to have, and we can talk to God about your friendships. He wants to hear about that. That's important to him. Number three, disclaimer. Social media has made it more difficult to be friends. Because I'm just going to tell you, Facebook uses the term friends. So I decided I was going to look up how many friends I have. I have over 500 friends on Facebook. Like I'm rich in friendship, apparently. And I can tell you, I don't know where half of those people probably live. Now, the reason I have that many friends is because I've lived in a bunch of different places. I've gone to a bunch of different churches. I went to a bunch of different universities. I have a huge family, like massive Mennonite family, German people, right? And so that is why, guys, I don't know everybody on my friend list, and they don't know me. That is not a good indicator of whether or not you have friends. Really, it should be called acquaintances or people I once went to school with, right? Like, that's a more realistic approach to the friends on Facebook. So don't gauge your popularity in the world or your richness in friendship by how many friends you have on any social media platform, okay? The other thing about social media that has wrecked friendships is that we see our friends doing stuff with other people, right? We never used to know that. My mom wasn't like, I saw Sally. She was at home milking cows. She didn't know what her friends were going out for dinner. So she didn't have to deal with that jealousy and that frustration. Being like, why didn't they invite me? Right? Or mine is like, oh, I'm not going to call, you know, I'm going to just, Robin, because I see you. I'm not going to call Robin. I saw she was out last night with some friends, and she's probably really busy and doesn't want to hang out with me because she has other friends. Right? Guys, we've all thought that. Right? That's not true. That's not a true statement. That just means that she posted something on social media or someone else posted something and tagged her on social media. And then we're assuming a lot of stuff and making up things about our friends who probably, if we just sent them a text and said, hey, do you want to go for coffee? They'd be like, sure. Right? All right. And the other piece is with social media. If you are on your social media and you start to feel lonely, if you start comparing yourself to your friends, or you start getting jealous, you got to get off of it. Like, turn it off, put your phone away, go do something else. Okay? Because those are things that will just eat away. If I start to feel like, oh, I'm just having like a blah day, I will go and look, because on my thing, it will tell me how many minutes I've spent on social media. And I'll be like, it correlates, guys. It correlates. And I like social media. You probably have seen, I have a whole job surrounding social media. So I am all for social media, but it has its place, and we need to know boundaries with it, and we need to teach our kids boundaries. Those are important. Okay, number, I don't know what disclaimer I'm on. Okay, this is also the season where you have little children. It is sometimes very hard to be what we would maybe think in our heads, a good friend, or to put effort into our friendships when we are exhausted, when we are busy with little kids. And that this is a season, guys. Because right now, I have a 2-year-old, and I put on lipstick this morning, and I feel like I have more energy to put into my friendships than I have for the last 8 years. Okay, so give yourself some grace. Give yourself grace in this season. You have little people, and they're talking to you all the time or crying, and they need you and need you and need you. And in the evening, it's okay if you don't want to go out with your friends. It's okay if you just want to put on sweatpants and watch a Hallmark movie. Whatever you need to do. It's a season. All right. And lastly, quality over quantity. That's important. That's not what our world tells us. But quality friendships are always better than quantity. So you're probably thinking, oh, Amanda, she's got lots of friends. Right? Is that what you're thinking? That's why she's talking about friendship. I'm going to tell you, guys, I know a lot of people because I will talk to anybody. Right? And anybody, like, I will talk to anybody, so people know me. Oh, Amanda, I've heard this so many times. Oh, you know them? Or how do you know them? And that's just because I talk to everybody. That's just who I am. That's how God made me. I like to talk to people. I like to hear people's stories. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not friends with everybody. And there was a season in my life where I felt very lonely. Because a few years ago, I got hurt by a couple of very close friends. And they didn't mean to. It wasn't like a, like, I hate you, Amanda. It wasn't like that or anything. But the reality of how our friendship was going hurt me. And those I became like, I didn't want to have to deal with this. So I put up some just nice, good, just giant walls. You could stay over there. I wouldn't have a lovely conversation with you at mom's group. That's good. But I'm not going to necessarily open up my heart to where my insides are thinking. Right? And so that's kind of where I stood for a bit. And then God revealed to me a few years ago that I needed to work on being more vulnerable. Now, I tell people lots of stuff, like where I buy my lipstick, you know, if I haven't showered today. Those are all fine things. I can be vulnerable about that. But the stuff that's close to my heart, I did not want to be vulnerable with. Right? And I even struggled with it with my husband and my children, just vulnerability in general. And so God just put it on my heart that that was something I needed to work on. And so I started, you know, reading about vulnerability, and I started practicing vulnerability. So I picked a person that I knew was a safe person, right? A healthy, emotional person. And even with my husband and with my children, and I started practicing, trying to be a little more real, a little more vulnerable, letting a few people in. And I prayed, and I asked God to put good people in my life, to put good friends. Because some of my friends that I was really close with just moved away. Like, that was also part of the season. I got hurt by a few people, and some people just left. And so you just don't get to see those people. And when you have little kids, it's the seeing the people at the things that helps your friendship go on, right? So that's helpful when you see them, like, 4 times because you're all at the same events because you all have kids. And so God... I prayed. I asked for good friends. And I started to walk in the last, I would say, year into a season with some really good friends. And I'm still learning. And I decided that I can't always wait for other people to invite me to things. And I can't always think that other people are too busy. I need to be the person that sends those texts that says, hey, let's do this. And so God just kind of revealed some of the things that I had done, the walls that I had put up. I'm not going to, you know, I'll just wait. I'll just wait for people to do that instead of stepping out of my comfort zone, even though you're probably like, but Amanda seems so outgoing, and texting a friend. Sometimes that takes effort, guys, when we're tired, when we're exhausted, when we've been hurt, to start something, to start saying to a friend, hey, can you come over? When I broke my foot, that was kind of, people had to come over. They had to help me. They washed my floors and they took care of my kids. And that was a good season of learning how to be, to accept help, learning how to allow people to speak into my life and letting my friends care for me. So that it is important. So why did I want to talk about friendship? I asked myself this many times. Because friendship is super important. Jesus had friends, guys, that followed him everywhere. So Jesus knows what it's like to have friends. And if you read John, you will see also that Jesus had some friends that were, like, not so smart all the time or did really stupid things or didn't, like, know how to, like, his disciples weren't, like, they were like children. Sometimes you read it. I feel like Jesus does know what it's like to be a mom. And it can be hard and confusing and messy sometimes, friendship. But lately, I have talked a lot about friendship with my 6-year-old daughter. And I realize that the advice that I've been giving her is also just good advice for us. So I'm going to give you the advice that I give my 6-year-old. You are not responsible for your friend's happiness. Your job is to be kind. I am a 2 on the Enneagram, for any of you guys that are obsessed with the Enneagram like I am. And 2s like to help. They're the helpers, right? And so I like to fix people's problems or, like, just help them. So, like, I hear something and I'm like, I got to bring them food, right? And I started to realize that some of these were out of my motives to feel better, like, myself. They weren't because that person needed food. It was to me, for me to feel better. And that's not a healthy place to sit. So I now, and for the last little while, have asked myself, why am I helping this situation? Why? Is it because I think I need to make my friend happy? Or is it because I want to be kind? Right? So knowing your motives is important, especially if you're like me and a 2 on the Enneagram. The definition of kindness, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. And kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, and you can grow your kindness. And you can ask God to grow your kindness. And this is your job. This isn't your friend's job. This isn't relying on how your friend is treating you. This is relying only on how you are treating your friend. Colossians 3, verse 12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Kindness is in the Bible. I think it is something that you can grow. You can learn, and you will fail. And you'll realize I wasn't very kind right then. And then you can just pick it up and try again. It is good to have healthy boundaries with our friends and to know what part is our part. What is our job? And our job is to be kind. Understanding what your job is so important. And having a friend or being a friend with healthy boundaries is a gift. It's a gift to your friend that you have healthy boundaries, and it is a gift to have a friend who has healthy boundaries. 2, if someone doesn't want to play with you, go find someone else to play with. Guys, I know that's kind of silly, but sometimes that's just the truth, right? Sometimes we're like, oh, play with me, play with me, play with me, and they can't, right? Or they're busy, or they're doing other things, or they're, like, just had a baby, or they're not people that you should be playing with. Like, go find someone else to play with. Go find someone else to hang out with. Sometimes friendships are for a season. Sometimes friendships aren't lifelong friendships. We hear about that in the movies or books. Like, we had a bosom buddy. What is that? Right? Right? Sometimes, yes, that's amazing. Those are great friends to have. Yeah, I was friends with them from childhood, right? But sometimes it's just like, oh, I was friends with that person for a season in my life that it and it was good. And now I'm friends over here with these people in my life, and it is good. And it's okay. And sometimes we're friends with this person, and it's not good. And then we need to say, I'm going to go play with somebody else. And we got to go over here and play with somebody else, right? Or we're in a friendship, and you are realizing there's some unhealthy boundaries. Then maybe it's good to just step back for a bit and find some people with healthy boundaries. There was a season in my life where I knew that I couldn't hang out with certain people for extended periods of time. So I gave boundaries on how often I would see them and when I would see them. So if I was in a state where I know emotionally I was drained in that time, these were not going to be the people that I was going to go hang out with. But if I knew that I was in a season where I felt strong, and then, or like sometimes it's just the time of month, right? Then, okay, I can go hang out with them. It's okay to have those boundaries. You don't need to tell your friends those boundaries. I recommend not. They might want to go find someone else to play with. But you have to be realistic about certain things in your life. And if it's an unhealthy situation, you need to put some boundaries in there. Or you just need to quit hanging out with them so much. You don't have to hang out with them all the time. Because what happens with wanting to play with somebody, sometimes where that's coming from is that we have some really deep roots of rejection, right? And some of these rejection things, I've heard people, some of my friends, even talking to their kids about friendship, and I can hear in their background the roots of their own rejection, right? And so it's rejection is one. I remember when you talked about Lonnie, when you talked about the roots going deep, rejection is one that the devil will want to hold deeply and rooted deeply in us and bring it up over and over again, because he does not want us together. If he can separate us women, he will. And if he will do it in ways, I mean, now social media has made it so much easier for him. Like, oh, look at that person. She's hanging out with so-and-so. Wouldn't you want to hang out with him? Right? Like, that's how it is. And he does not want us together, because together, guys, we are so much better. Together as moms, we're so much better. When we work together, when we love each other, when we encourage one another, we hold each other up. All our parenting becomes better. All our relationships become better. When we love, like, isn't it amazing when someone loves on your child? Like, when you have a friend that's like, oh, I just love your kid. And you're like, thank you, because I'm having some feelings. Right? And you're just like, oh, thank you for loving my kid. We are so much better together. And so those moments when you have that minute where you all of a sudden start thinking that your friend doesn't want to hang out with you, or you have, like, deal with that rejection stuff right away. And, you know, you can ask God where that stems from. And it's crazy. Some of that stuff stems from when we were little kids and we're just carrying it around with us, thinking that it doesn't affect us, but it can. So the spirit of rejection, like the deep roots. So just dig that sucker up. And don't believe the lies of the enemy. Number 3, speak kindly about your friends to your other friends. Yep, I'm going there, girls. Let's talk gossip. Number 1, about gossip, okay? Don't do it. Right? Okay, number 2, don't get sucked into it. And number 3, when you do it and you do get sucked into it, repent. Because it is easy to get sucked into gossip, and it is easy to do. But gossip is the one, like, if you just Google Bible and gossip, or go on your Bible app. I love Bible app. I was like, I'm sorry, people who didn't grow up Bible app, because I can Google like any verse on any subject, right? Or not Google it, whatever. And so you just put gossip, and the whole book of Proverbs pretty much pops up, right? So a gossip betrays the confidence of a trustworthy person, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. A gossip separates close friends. Those are just some of the verses. And so when you notice that you have gossiped, call yourself out, right? Call yourself out. and ask for forgiveness from the people who heard you gossip. So this happened to me. A friend of mine, we had hung out, and whatever, we went home, and I didn't think anything of it. We had a good time. And she called me the next day, and she's like, I just really want to apologize to you. And I was like, why? She's like, well, when we were talking, I talked about this person, and I said something, and I realized that that would paint this kind of picture for you, and it wasn't a positive one, and I'm just really sorry for putting those thoughts into your mind. I was like, I forgive you. And then, guys, one time when I gossiped, that came to my mind. And so I called my friend, and I said, guy, I'm really sorry. I put those thoughts about this person into your mind because I was frustrated, right? And that is contagious. And if we all sat around or if we called our friend up afterwards and said, I'm sorry, not only does that make me respect my friend who just said, I'm sorry I gossiped, it also makes me feel like she's not going to gossip about me. She's not going to say stuff about me. Maybe when you're in high school, or maybe not even in high school, you had a friend or you knew somebody who you couldn't tell things to because you would go to school or you'd go to church and you would hear about that from somebody else and you wondered, how did they hear about that? Maybe you are that person, right? Gossip is one of the things that can hurt relationships so quickly. But guess what? It's something that God forgives. It's not like, that's it, you're done. And it is something that God will help you with. It's not one of those things that necessarily can just shut off like that. It is a habit. We get into a habit, we don't know what else to talk about. It's like, here we talk about the weather too, right? It's kind of like that. It can become like that where we don't know what to say, and so we just talk about the people that we know, that we mutually know, right? And we speak negatively about them. Gossip is not speaking positively about another person, just if you're wondering. If you're doing that, just keep doing that. That's a good thing, right? So what are like some tricks I have from in situations, because I do try. Now, I do fail, but I do try not to get wrapped up in gossip. So one thing I do is I have to go to the bathroom sometimes when I don't have to go to the bathroom, and I just leave the conversation because I don't want to be part of it. Because I have left conversations and now that have been in gossip, and then now I have this idea of how a person is that, right, it taints my view. It puts different colored lenses of that person in front of my eyes. And I don't maybe even know that person that way, right? That's how it separates us, guys. So I go to the bathroom. I start speaking very nice things about that person. That can be a little awkward. But you know what? Or depending on the situation, I just say, if it's a close friend, I say, I just don't want to talk about this, right? And it is hard, guys. This isn't something that we're necessarily going to succeed at all the time, but imagine a culture, imagine a group of women who where gossip isn't part of it. And I do see that here at Master's Moms, and I'm sure we fail too, but like imagine a church, imagine a school, imagine your children's experiences in school if there's no gossip, right? The gossip just wants to separate us, and we are better together. So speak kindly about your friends to your other friends. So it is your job to be kind. That's it. Your job is to be kind. Kindness covers a lot. It is kind to apologize. It is kind to give grace when grace is needed. It is kind to say no. I have a friend who had asked me a long time ago, she would ask me to watch her kids all the time. And I would say yes, and then kind of like not want to be watching her kids. And then I would get bitter, and then I would get kind of grouchy, and then I'd have thoughts that weren't kind about my friend. And then I realized that this was just bad. Like, I wasn't doing anybody a favor, me saying yes, when I don't want to watch her kids. And it's not good for our friendship. So then all of a sudden I realized that I was only going to say yes to watching her kids when I truly wanted to watch her kids. And that was it. That was my rule. I didn't tell her that. But you know what? I wasn't bitter about her asking me anymore. I just said no when I needed to, and I said yes when I could. And our friendship became, like, from my side of things, it just was so much better. She didn't even know what happened. It was just me choosing to be kind by not allowing bitterness into our relationship by saying no, right? So knowing your motives, knowing why you're saying yes, knowing why you're saying no, knowing what's coming afterwards is so important. And that is kind. It's kind to have boundaries. It is kind to include others. It is kind to speak good things about your friends. And it is kind to take time before you respond. So it's okay to not respond to a friend's email, text, phone call. There was a season in my life where a certain person would call me and I would always let it go to voicemail. I would listen to it and then I would call back. And that was kind for me. That was kind for her. Because kindness is boundaries. And it is my job as a good friend, as a good mom, to show kindness. And to teach my children to show kindness to their friends. And that's all that it is. It's all my job is just to be kind. It's not to fix anybody else's problems. It's not to change another person. Oh, that's just a note. Your boundaries that you good should be kind boundaries. Kind boundaries. They're not boundaries trying to change another person, right? They're not boundaries to hurt another person. Those aren't kind. So you can ask yourself when you're going into a situation, this season of family gatherings and Christmas concerts and all these things, a good question to ask yourself in your mind or out loud, depending on the situation, is this being kind? Right? That's it. Is this being kind? Kind doesn't mean always nice. Like, it doesn't always mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, happy, you have to be like, do everything for your friend. That's not kindness. That's just sometimes enabling. But kindness is knowing your limits, knowing your boundaries, and giving that gift to your friend. Kindness is speaking kind words, thinking kind thoughts. Kindness is knowing when to say, I'm going to stay home tonight, and knowing when to go. Those are all things that are kind. So give yourself the gift of healthy boundaries this season. Is that good? Thank you. And give others the gift of your healthy boundaries. And remember during this season that it is only your job to be kind. All right? That's all I got, ladies.